Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Toll free, 855-450-FREE is the toll free number brought to you by SACL CAI. Again, that's 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go to your phone calls here shortly because folks have been waiting patiently before we even started the show. Also, you can connect with us at username lrn.fm on Skype. So use your Skype to make it sound like you are right here in the studio with us. Definitely a step above the phones. But the phones are there if you want to use those, too. So, again, 855-450-FREE. We will talk to you about anything. The TSA's Viper teams. We were just talking about them on Monday. And then yesterday, news came out from the New York Times about them. We'll give you some more on it. What exactly a Viper squad is, maybe you've never heard of these things before. The New York Times is acting like
vipers. They're venomous snakes, and sometimes you can use that term for a person you can't trust.
But these people are supposedly here to protect you, Mark. They're supposedly there for your safety.
Why wouldn't
trust a viper with your safety?
Why wouldn't an organization that's there to protect and serve me equate itself with a dangerous, venomous animal that might turn on me at any moment?
As opposed to, like, say, guardian angel or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so 855-450-FREE. I also want to welcome our newest affiliate, WCKG in Chicago. We are on live in one of America's largest markets.
Is this Chicago land or Chicago?
This is, what's the difference?
Okay, Chicago land encompasses a bunch of suburbs, north, south, east, west, or not east. There's very few eastern Chicago suburbs.
That's an excellent question. All I know is it's in Chicago, Mark.
Okay. There's city limits of Chicago, but that's where it is.
Yeah, well, there are, okay. I don't know if the transmitter itself is within Chicago, but it certainly seems, the signal certainly seems to cut deeply into the city of Chicago.
Sweet.
WCKG are some classic Chicago call letters, so it's great to be on.
I'd take it if it was Hinsdale. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. So welcome aboard to everybody listening to 1530 AM in the Chicago area. Of course, you're welcome to call in to bring up anything that you want. This is not your typical talk radio program. You've been hearing the show for several days now. Just confirmed that everything is working with the station, so it's good to have you all on board. As you know, this is not your lefty or righty shouting hour. This is an open phones discussion where we talk about issues. We focus on you, the caller, what you want to talk about. The website, freetalklive.com, focuses on what you think is interesting. So you go to freetalklive.com, and it's connected with Reddit. So if you've already got a Reddit account, you're half the way to getting interactive there at freetalklive.com. You can submit stories. You can submit content. You can even submit your own little blurb. You can type up your own piece and submit that, too. So you can do all of that, and then those can all be voted upon at freetalklive.com. And ultimately, we will determine what people want to hear, and maybe we'll talk about some of the stuff from our website, thanks to you. The TSA is definitely something I want to cover tonight with this Viper team, but let's go first to the phones and the fun. Jay is listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome. So, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, thanks. I was cracking up about the not-too-many suburbs east of Chicago. That's a great joke, actually.
Thank you.
So
there's got to be something that's like down around the bottom of Lake Michigan, though, that probably considers itself
near South Bend or something. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Michigan City. Mm-hmm. Maybe they consider themselves an eastern suburb.
We're on in Michigan City, WINS.
Indeed, I've just folks from Chicago do get the joke, though.
Yeah. So I was talking. I'm a big believer in that victimless crimes aren't really crimes. They may be against the law, but are they really criminal? And I got into a discussion with a friend of mine about drunk driving. And I know, Ian, in the past you have said things like, well, you know, if you can, you know, come from the bar, get in your car, and drive home, and you don't damage anybody's property or person, and you get home, and no one's none the wiser, did you commit a crime? And I know many people would say you did. I would say you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. So...
I got into an argument or discussion with a friend of mine, and he brought up something interesting that I hadn't thought about before. What if your next-door neighbor went outside and started shooting a gun in the air, and none of the bullets hit your property or hit you or your house, and as far as you know, no one was injured, would you still be okay with someone doing that night after night? And that kind of got us on a discussion of implied threats. And he believes that drunk driving should be a crime because you're basically threatening everybody that you're driving down the road with.
But not everybody who's driving is dangerously drunk. I mean, being drunk and driving doesn't necessarily mean. I guess we have to define what drunk is, right? So if we're talking about just the 0.08 amount, that could really be argued. You know, well, is somebody really a danger to other people at that time? And especially, are they a danger if they know they're impaired and they're driving slower because of it? I mean, I think it doesn't take into account individual circumstances, and that's, of course, one of the big problems with laws, is they don't
Correct.
Take into account individual circumstances. But I agree. I mean, that the idea of having a neighbor going outside and just shooting wildly into the air is a pretty scary thing.
Well, so can we change this neighbor into firing a starter pistol? Is this about noise? I mean, I'm not
sure. No, it's about the possibility that something could strike you when it comes down again.
Right, right. Well, the bullet coming down from the sky.
Okay, so I think that there is a that's a threat. The bullets are, you know, quite
sure.
possibly going. They're going to come down somewhere, and we can show, that there's problems there. Yeah, I mean, I guess somebody firing wildly, they're going to go somewhere. They're going to land on someone's property. They're not going to land all on that person's property. So
they're
going to be doing something.
The point was, it made me reconsider my stance on whether or not something like drunk driving, and I suppose there does have to be a caveat of what's considered impaired versus drunk versus
okay.
just, you know, mildly tipsy or what have you.
Let me respond.
There's a difference between speeding and reckless driving. I don't think
yep.
speeding should be a crime.
Let me respond
driving.
On this one, because
sure.
I've never taken. I don't take Ian's stance on this. I think Ian's stance is somewhat radical in this area, but I think it's interesting because it does talk about who's harmed and who's not. If you're driving down the road and you move into the left-hand lane of oncoming traffic, and there's somebody coming at you, and then you pull over very quickly and get out of the way, you haven't harmed that person, but you're certainly threatening them, right? If you go around walking around and throwing punches at people's faces and stopping 6 inches short of their noses, you're not harming. What's the problem? You know, I haven't done anything. But there are things that are considered threatening, and they're considered threatening for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think drunk driving fits into that category. However, there are a lot of problems with government enforcement of drunk driving, in that they don't seem to have a good system for. They've moved from 0.1 to 0.08, and now one organization, MAD, I think it was, or maybe it was the National Highway Traffic Safety Commission or something like that, they want to move it down to 0.06. Which,
and I know people have been arrested for sleeping in a car just because the keys are in the ignition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the government, for me, it's not about drunk driving. For me, it's about government enforcement of drunk driving laws because they're very, very bad at it. My cousin actually got a drunk driving conviction for doing just what you're saying, sleeping with the keys down in the footwell.
Wow, we're getting some really strange talk back off your line. I may have to put you on hold here. Jay, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm in a parked car and this car's driving by. So.
Okay. So, regarding drunk driving and the enforcement of it, I think that it really doesn't matter to me what the reason is that somebody is a poor driver, and if somebody is putting someone in danger, whether you're swerving into an oncoming lane because you're just some punk kid and you want to play chicken with someone, or you're swerving into the oncoming lane because you're drunk as you could possibly be, or really tired. Or just not paying any attention, or whatever, you know, yelling at some kid sitting in the back seat. I don't care what the reason is. To me, that if we want to talk about enforcing, you know, safe roads, go ahead and enforce something on drivers that are dangerous. But just because someone has had a drink, I don't think means or two drinks or three. I mean, some people can hold their alcohol better than others. I don't think that necessarily means that they are, the same thing as a random bullet fired into the air. I don't think that's, I don't think you can draw that comparison. And I thank you, Jay, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Your call's coming up. We'll also, if we get a chance, talk about the TSA's Viper team. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Success,
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication, and many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com, including the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. It's free like the rest of our website. Unlike those other talk show hosts out there in the business who want to charge you for access to their sites, we give it away. So go to freetalklive.com. Also, if you're somebody who really appreciates the ideas of freedom, as we do on this program, you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to live their life how they want. And then in turn, you'll be able to live yours how you want. As long as you don't hurt anybody else, if you like that idea, go to freestateproject.org. You really owe it to yourself to check out the idea of moving liberty activists together to the same place to be more free. And it's working very, very well so far, and we're only just getting started. freestateproject.org. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Ken, listening to WCKG in Chicago. Hey, Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, gentlemen? I'd love to welcome you guys to the Chicago market. It's going to be a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts, Ken.
So, you guys were, at the top of the last segment, you guys were talking about the Viper team. As far as I'm concerned, there's simply nothing more than modern-day Gestapo or SS. I mean, I guarantee you, the Department of Homeland Security is just exactly what Obama said he wanted. You know, a force to work here in America that's just as strong as our army. And that's all it is. I mean, you look at the amount of ammunition that they bought over the last 3 years and how much they still have backlog on order. It's ridiculous.
That's a great point, because when we had heard him talking about the idea of having a civilian squad as big as the
as powerful and as well-funded
as the military, we, you know, I think we jumped to the conclusion on Free Talk Live that that meant that there was going to be some new agency formed that was going to have like a draft, like an internal national service draft, where every young person would have to go and work for them for something like 3 months to 2 years. But I think you're right. I mean, that's essentially what the Department of Homeland Security has turned into, as they just continue to sprawl out and put their tentacles into more and more of our lives.
They've got the, you know, the rolling roadblocks. They've got the checkpoints that are within 50 miles of the border. I mean, that's something. I think it's something like 28% of the entire United States is a border checkpoint. Come on, this is outrageous.
As we understood that, and it was actually a 100-mile range from the border that you're talking about. It was the ACLU that came out with that kind of infamous map where they showed this big red zone kind of tracing around the border of the country. But there was more info that came out later to basically say that that's just inaccurate, and that the Border Patrol or whoever, DHS, they can set up checkpoints wherever they darn well please. Maybe it just happens that they happen more often within that 100-mile radius. But somebody living in Denver is not safe necessarily.
The Constitution-free zone reaches all the way to Omaha.
Right.
Yeah, it's plausible deniability. That's the only reason they do that. If they want to set it up in Iowa, they can do whatever the heck they want. So enough people in this country stand up and say, no, this isn't going on. We're not a bunch of collectivists. We believe in, you know, individual liberties and self-ownership. You're not my mother. Stop trying to be it. This country is just going to keep going down the
Boy, path. You know, I wish people in this country would have that level of resolve, would have that level of ability to stand up for themselves. And, you know, every now and then you'll see it. Here and there. Remember there was that guy that took off his shirt, like basically stripped down to his boxers at the TSA checkpoint and ended up getting arrested for his efforts, but ultimately did prevail in that case. So every now and then somebody will stand up for themselves, and here and there they'll win a court case after the fact, but it just doesn't seem like enough. The police state, you know, doesn't seem like it's I guess pervasive enough for people, or maybe they just really love to be oppressed so much, or they just haven't figured out what is really going on. I mean, if you look at the Watertown situation from earlier this year with the goon squads going through people's homes and just really just removing everybody, searching everyone's houses, not a single person stood up against that. So, I mean, how likely is it for the people to do the things you're suggesting, Ken? I mean, I like the idea, but is it even possible?
We're way too comfortable. We are way too comfortable. We are completely spoiled as a society. We have no concept of what real hardship is. I mean, even the poorest people in our country, they get free food. You know, everything is handed to Americans on a silver platter. We have no concept of what it's like. like.
Sure, and the poor people, I think that's a great perspective, because poor people in America live like the kings of 100 years ago. I mean, you think about the wealth that the average poor person has. They probably have more than one television set. They probably have air conditioning, you know, refrigeration. All these things are things that, you know, the wealthiest kings could have only dreamed of.
And I don't begrudge people, anybody, the ability to get some nice things and live a good life, but I would point out that there's an insidious aspect to the welfare system out there. It's usually people who are on the fringe of survival that are the ones that rise up against regimes throughout the world and throughout history. If you look, in Rome, they gave the poor bread and circuses in order to keep them entertained so that they would let the rich do whatever the hell they wanted. Welfare is simply the bread and circuses of modern-day society in order to prevent the poor from saying, well, you know, whatever, they're upset and rising up.
Yeah, I mean, let them eat cake, and that's what everybody is. I mean, even if you are above the so-called poverty line, like here in Illinois, if you make, as a single white male, if you make over $1,200 a month, you don't qualify for food stamps or anything like that. $1,200 a month is nothing. You can't live on $1,200 a month. It's impossible.
You'd probably make more if you're on a welfare check.
Absolutely.
$1,200. Hey, Ken, great call tonight. What I'd recommend for those, you know, considering the same points here, that the people surrounding us are just not willing to stand up for themselves and other people's freedom, because it's one thing to stand up for your own freedom, it's another to stand up for other people's freedom. If you're frustrated by that, and I know I used to be, I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, you know, if you're new to Free Talk Live, you might be new to that idea, in which case you're going to probably hear a lot more about it over time, because it's pretty important to what's happening, I think, on this show. That's right. Yeah, I'm Keene, New Hampshire. Have you heard of that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I try to keep my ear to the ground as much as possible when it comes to anything liberty-minded.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you're definitely going to hear a lot about what's going on in Keene, because what's happening in New Hampshire is really unique. There are people who are willing to stand up, and they've come to New Hampshire to get together and stand together, because that's when it really makes a difference. If you stand up all by yourself, you know, in Illinois or Florida, where I'm from, or wherever, you know, they're just going to bite your head off. And they might bite your head off here in New Hampshire, but at least then there's some others around who can kind of help support you and you know, stand up against the state as well, because it's numbers that make a difference. These guys are criminal gangs. The straight up, that's all the state is. It's just an idea that, you know, pulls the wool over people's eyes to prevent them from realizing that. And so really we just have to have more of us willing to stand up than there are of them willing to oppress us. And then I think everything will change.
Well, gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Welcome to the Chicago area. I actually have to go inside and make my
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate your call. And feel free to check in with us with your thoughts anytime. Anybody listening can do that. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And excited to be on in as large a market as Chicago. This is big news for Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
We've got New York, but we're only on at 5 in the morning on Sundays in New York, so that's a big difference. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want. Toll free here at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can Skype us. Username on Skype is lrn.fm. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You just go click and download. They are yours, as many as you'd like. So maybe you're brand new there, listening in Chicago, and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. Well, you can go back to 2006. Now, we've been doing the show for over a decade, but the archives are right there, easy to download, and there are a bunch of them, and they're all for free. There's no logging in or jumping through hoops or clicking on ads required. You just go and you download what you want. Or play them right there from the player in the page, thanks to SoundCloud, where you can use the share button on each of those players to easily share your favorite episodes on social bookmarking, Facebook or Google Plus, etc. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the archives.
The last few months have been record home sales, at least in the last few years. And what we're really seeing is people are getting back into the housing market. For whatever reason they're doing it, it looks like things are happening in the housing market again. The Mortgage Minute Guy can help you get the best mortgage for you. Because there's a lot of people out there that will help you get the best mortgage for them. But it's hard to find the person that's going to get you the best mortgage for you. And Mortgage Minute Guy, they know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. If you're working with someone, you need a second opinion, and MortgageMinuteGuy.com is the place to go to get that. I'm going to give you the telephone number here, but you can go at any time to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get the telephone number. And they've got all different kinds of loans. They'll work with you to find the right one for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and here's the telephone number, 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will help you from MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
The Bagel Guy is on in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bagel Guy.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead now.
I'll start it off with a little joke for you.
All right.
A little sound effect there for you.
I had no idea what that was. What? It sounded like you were shaking something.
I'm sorry. That was me pouring a drink.
Ah, very good. Very good. All right. So now that you're all settled in, what do you got for
us? Thank you, guys. Hello, Mark. Hello, Ian. I love you guys both. Three things. Since Jay called, to get it out of the way, it's a matter of morality.
What is?
I try to take shooting a gun in the air in the middle of the night, not knowing where it's going to fall. Okay? It's wrong to do, period. I take the bad Quaker stance. Everything is either moral or immoral. Now, it's very hard to do, so I just wanted to get that out of the way.
All right, so I agree with you. It's definitely immoral to shoot up a gun in the air because there's a chance it could come down and strike somebody. But I don't think that's the same as was suggested by that gentleman's friend as someone getting in their car and driving home, with some beers in
there. That's correct. I don't believe there should be any stop signs, road lights, traffic signs, anything. See? It's all a matter of issue of responsibility, personal responsibility, accountability.
Well, I think that each road owner should decide. You know, I think we should have no government roads.
Right.
We should have private roads, and each road owner should decide their own safety methods.
But I think they should pull up 90% of the stop signs and replace them with yield signs. The idea that they give people
Michael,
tickets.
I'm sorry for interrupting. But what Mark said, you know, it's like, you know, if the guy cuts off somebody, how are you going to know unless there's cameras all over the place? Now you're talking about a surveillance state. Do you understand? How are you going to know?
Are you talking about driving dangerously? Like I was saying that should be the only real issue?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if somebody is driving dangerously and it's observable, then you don't need a camera, right? Like, if there's some, you know, road agent who's driving around looking to make sure the roads are safe, and they see some crazy fool weaving in and out of traffic, barely clipping people's bumpers.
Road agent,
that's pretty...
but not non-governmental road agent.
Well, I mean, in an ideal world, yeah. I mean, as long as they're not stealing the money to do their business, I don't have as much of an issue with the things that they do. If they're not going around shooting dogs.
Neither do I. Trust me, guys. I'm 100% along with the Free State Project.
All right, bagel guy. What else you got for them tonight?
Consider crossing the Golden Gate Bridge. Who owns it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't. No, who owns it?
No, I mean, like, how can you... You would have to build a separate bridge and then charge, you know, and have your own rules and all of that thing. Do you know what I mean? It's not
Are you talking about transitioning from a government-run road system to a non-governmental system?
Correct.
In that case, you'd probably see existing bridges go to, you know, like the highest bidder or something like that, that there would be some kind of sale process.
Okay, if the highest bidder had draconian rules and you didn't want to... You didn't want to.
Someone would build another bridge. You're absolutely right about that.
Thank you. Okay,
bagel guy, thanks
on.
For your call, man. I do
no,
appreciate
no,
it.
Sir. Ian, yes, please, sir. Please. Ian, GMO from the other day.
Oh, you want to talk about GMOs?
The other day, real quick. Gregory Smith was brought up or something from San Francisco.
Jeffrey
Scarlett,
Smith.
I hope she's listening. Whatever. Please go to. Search out on YouTube, Seeds of Death. Seeds of Death, Gary Null TV.
So who is this, another GMO purported expert?
He's a PhD, and all the people speaking besides Gregory Smith, the two-hour documentary on YouTube, it's called Seeds of Death, and everybody speaking is a PhD or a MD or a professor from Canada
and what
all
is
over
what
the
is
world.
And what is the viewpoint that is being expressed?
That there have been scientific studies and research results, lab mice, tumors, growth like that. Stuff like that. That's all. I'm trying to get everything out real quick because that was the second point.
Well,
so
Bagel Guy, I do appreciate your call, and thank you for making it tonight at 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, you know, if you had a bunch of MDs and PhD types telling you that GMOs were bad news, would that... affect how you feel about them?
Well, I thought that the PhDs that had done the rebuttal of the tumors and those the things, too, I thought they were compelling. You know, the fact is that I think what we said on the show, and I'm still going to, you know, back this up, is that I'd rather live on GMOs than starve to death. I don't know that this is necessarily a choice. This is, you know, Hobson's choice in that case. I think people should be able to have whatever seeds they want. And that one of the biggest problems with Monsanto, we said over and over again, is intellectual property. The reason that they would be able to shove this Frankenfood, if that's your concern, down our throats, is because they are granted a monopoly in that area. People should be able to compete in the area of creating new, exciting foods for people to consume. And whenever you make something new, the other side of that is whenever something new comes along, somebody's going to say, you can't have a car. You go over 25 miles an hour, it'll suck the air out of your lungs. Mm-hmm. You'll collapse. And somebody, the Luddites in England, going around and trashing people's factories 400 years ago. The fact is that there's always... There's one side which is, yeah, absolutely. I want to see how things work out as far as GMOs go, and I'd like to be very, very certain because we're talking about food here, so I want to see over a lifetime. But at the same time, you got to test them somewhere. Is the person who's making these claims, whoever they might be, claiming food technology will never increase from here on out? There will be no advances in food? If that's the claim, then we need to stop doing any research in the area of foods, because that's just a big waste of time in that circumstance. If there is going to be an advancement in the area of food, it's not going to come by us making all kinds of claims around it.
And the academics that you mentioned, Mark, were academicsreview.org. You go there, and there's a link from the front page of their website. It's a featured story. Their very detailed rebuttal of Jeffrey Smith's claims, which I imagine are very similar to the claims made in that video. But, again, this is one of those topics that you can spend hours on. If you're interested in doing this, by all means, you have fun. There's all kinds of stuff on the Internet that you can just pour time into. I don't know about you, but I've got a business to run, so I don't really have time to do that stuff. I'm just going to eat whatever delicious food is prepared for me and appreciate the fact that it's there in front of me.
I generally eat organic.
More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855 450 free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the TSA Viper squads will tell you all about them. It's Free Talk Live.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he's signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you would like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may promote Free Talk Live. We're going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are flyers which you could download and print out. You can use those, for instance, to post around the area where you live. Say you want to inform people that we're on the air on a local radio station like WCKG in Chicago. You can put that information in on one of those flyers at promote.freetalklive.com. We also have web banners and graphics, and you can even get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there as to how to do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and the fun. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Hi, guys. You hey, Frank. Received them tonight. I have to say the logic really was quite comical.
Right? What do you mean?
Well, I mean the attitude and the simplicity regarding the, you know, concepts discussed, especially discussing the social welfare system. There's no way you're going to make more money on welfare food stamps than you are if you have a job making $1,200 a month. It's that simple. And if you really understood or did your research in the public welfare economics, you'd have, you know, solid facts to base your populist sort of opinions on.
Well, all I have are personal experiences. I've heard people getting more than that on welfare.
Yeah, if you have 12 kids and they're all dependent upon food stamps, but how many people have that? Very few. That's sort of the red herring that tends to prove the rule in a sense. But it's sort of like Schrodinger's cat losing its spots. And, you know, you guys probably know what that
means. Yeah, but hold on, Frank. Wait a minute. So let's say that you're saying that somebody's getting paid $1,200 per, was it month or week? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not saying that. You were saying that the person on food stamps welfare is making more than $1,200 a month.
Even if they're making less than that, even if they're making $1,000, it's still more worthwhile for that person to not work and collect a $1,000 paycheck than work and then only make an extra $200.
Yeah, they have to buy clothes.
All I'm saying is if one actually looks at the system and the payouts with regard to food stamps and Medicaid and things, it's very different than what you're projecting. And all I'm going to say is this, that, you know, in a sense, you know, you guys are sort of dealing with that populist opinion, just like you guys always, since I've spoken to you guys for the last 5 years, off and on, or 6 years, or 7 years, it's sort of like that mythical concept of the free market. It never existed. It never will exist. It's just sort of a meme out there to divert people's attention from the reality that affects them. And that's sort of what we're seeing with the transformation of our American culture right now. And you mentioned about the TSA, Viper Squad. Yes, we're getting into a very violent period where we're having authoritarian, totalitarian regimes that have been established over the last 60 years, but now they're raising their head in a very direct way, challenging the Constitution and the rule of law in this country and the international rule of law. And we see that since 9/11. And what I find interesting about it is that, you know, people have no capacity to affect change. They have no representation in Washington.
Oh, absolutely agreed, Frank.
No,
and that's the question I want to ask on that, though. When you say that, this is what my question is in the past, there have been rollbacks in the intrusion of government, the Alien Sedition Act. Well, I can't remember what the World War One was, but...
It was World War One, and then the Supreme Court after the war ruled that they can never do that, just like the rule that Obama uses with Abraham Lincoln, whereby they can suspend the Constitution. After the Civil War, there were two Supreme Court cases that said, even in case of war, you cannot suspend the Constitution or habeas corpus. And anyone that knows
a lot of good that did
law or studied it, exactly. And we have a president who's supposed to be an expert on constitutional law, who lectured at the University of Chicago's law school and graduated a JD from Harvard Law School, that has no conception of the Constitution law. So I wonder what Dershowitz teaches in his class at Harvard. Certainly not an interpretation of the Constitution through a body of laws spanning 235 years of jurisprudence in this country.
Frank, we're definitely with you on the final points there, but what's the point of calling and quibbling over the amount of money that someone can receive on welfare? I mean, the fact is people are receiving money on welfare, are they not?
But the point is this, we have for the first time in our history people that have worked for 40 years now that need some social welfare because their jobs have been cut.
Or I have no objection to people getting help, Frank.
Let me finish. Or the banks have taken their pensions, with corporate reorganizations and things, and now when they need a little bit of money for Medicaid, like in the state of New York, or they need some food stamps, or they need some supports for their housing, it's not there for them.
Frank, so that's the government. They screw people, man. What do you expect out of them?
The point is, under the law, that should be challenged. But we have a group that have usurped our government at the highest levels, that are changing the notion of the social contract that Rousseau and Jefferson and Franklin...
There is no social contract, Frank. That's pure fantasy.
So in the writings... No, there is a social contract.
No, it's controlled freak fantasy.
Illegally, it has been abrogated illegally.
When did I sign the social contract?
You didn't, but certainly...
Then there is no contract.
Contract.
If you don't have a meeting of the mind... Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. No, I have not. And I don't care.
This is an audiobook.
I don't care. Look, the contracts are very simple. You have to be presented with the terms. You have to, read and understand what those terms are, or at least, hear them and understand it in a verbal agreement. And you have to come to a meeting of the minds, meaning you have to agree with those terms and or modify them to your liking
with
the other party in the contract.
That's a really clear point. And I think that the best way that we can illustrate that is the term citizen. A citizen is a person who has a duty of allegiance in exchange for an obligation of protection. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect you. There is no government that I know of anywhere in the world which has the same level of obligation to protect you as a contract might give.
Right.
If you hired a security company to protect you and your house got burglarized, you would have a tort against them. If you have the cops only to protect you and your house get burglarized, they will give you a pink crime report and walk away because they have no obligation to protect you. So
nor do they have an obligation. contract anything.
Isn't worth anything because right. the people who claim that there's a social contract then will claim what the terms are and that those terms will change whenever they feel like it.
Well, you're right. Remember, the obligation is not only that they have no obligation to protect you, but they have no obligation to provide you with anything. So if somebody thinks they deserve a welfare check or that they deserve the military to take care of them for the rest of their life or they deserve Social Security because they paid into the program, and they may be right about all those things, the military may have promised, yeah, we're going to take care of you for the rest of your life. Social Security may have promised, yes, you will. You can count on us. We'll be there for you.
Sounds like something they promise.
But when they finally turn around and say, yeah, you're not qualified. We're sorry. That PTSD you have, soldier, we believe you had that before you became a soldier. So therefore, we're not going to help you with that.
You fall into the Social Security donut hole. Sorry, that's just not going to happen for you. And yeah. It happens over and over
and
again.
And what are you going to do? Hire an attorney to go all the way up to the Supreme Court so you can start getting a $1,000 check every single month? I mean, it's not realistic. And besides that, even if you did go to the Supreme Court, they would end up kicking it back in your face for the same reasons we were talking about, where they've said over and over again that they have no obligation. Hey, you entered into an agreement. If you entered into any agreement, if, you know, let's say like a soldier or a cop or somebody like that, some government worker, they actually did enter into a contract with the government. They actually did sign something. There actually were terms. There were, you know, obligations that they have to perform, certain job duties that are there, that are part and parcel of the role that they have with the state. So they did agree to that. But even if the government changes the rules on them, there's nothing they can do. Folks in Detroit are about to find out.
Well, take a look. Ask a veteran about his veterans benefits, and you'll find a whole bunch of sob stories about how the government isn't fulfilling what they understood the rules to be.
It's been a scandal forever. I mean, the Veterans Administration has always been scandalous. They've always been screwing the veterans, and yet people continue sending their sons and daughters off to die.
Well, I don't know. They
just don't understand it.
You have to be an adult in order to sign up for those contracts. But people support this apparatus over and over again when the veterans have always been upset. And this really creates an attitude of victimhood. Victims don't create anything. They don't do anything really sort of good. They're all bad things are happening to me. They're all reactive, and they're not proactive. And when you have that feeling of victimhood, it's very difficult to be something great in the world. And the Veterans Administration and welfare programs and all these programs that tell you have the right to something and then you don't get it, it creates a real problem. I'm not claiming the free market doesn't have some of these problems. Insurance companies, if they decide not to pay, it's certainly an issue. But that really comes down to our dispute resolution organizations. Are they effective or aren't they effective? And I think anybody who's ever been to court on a civil case who isn't rich will say that they're not very effective. Mm-hmm. You have to be quite wealthy in order to fight a civil case.
All right, we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.